streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, hour two to Tuesday. Welcome in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. Congrats to UConn. And then Caitlin Clark, Zach Edey, great players, historically dominating players, overwhelmed by much better teams. That's sort of the story of most of sports. The team beats the great player. J-Mac, Nick Wright's going to join us in a few minutes. Good to be back. You're off vacation now. You're back.
Yeah, trying to plan another vacation now. Isn't that what you do when you're on vacation? You're like, oh, this is so fun.
That's what old people do, that when they're eating breakfast, they're planning lunch and dinner.
Thank you for telling me I'm old. That makes it so
I am
awesome.
Not planning vacations. I am here for the grind all the way through the draft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then the NBA playoffs. NBA playoffs, I think, Ryan, we could check on this. Don't the playoffs start like next week, late next week or something like that?
2 weeks, yeah.
Now they start like, is it next weekend? The play-in, well, the play-in is the playoffs.
Are they?
Yes. You think of the play-in games feel like a regular season game? The play-in games feel
right.
Like
okay.
The playoffs. You will. Well, I will not miss a play-in game.
Of course, yeah. Laker, I think I can Lakers miss regular, Wolves last year was
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I don't care what it's classified.
Yeah. Huh. By the way, can I just give you a shout-out for that Zach Edey discussion we had first hour? It was good. I just checked my phone. I had like 4 friends texting. A lot of disagreement on whether or not Zach Edey can be like a viable pro and you should take him early. People seem divided on this. You're hot for Edey.
I wasn't a year ago.
Yeah.
It's called new information. He's a much more dominant player. And the other thing is, he's 7'4", 300 pounds. Dude's in good shape. There's a lot of times bigs look awkward. You know, they're not coordinated. They're sloppy. Like that dude is, it's like Giannis. You got abs. Like, Zach Edey is strong.
But we see Chet Holmgren and Wembanyama, and I'm like, I want that.
Well, I don't think he's that kind of player.
No,
he's
right.
Not. Those are, Wemby could be the best player in the league by the All-Star break next year.
Yeah.
Okay, and Chet Holmgren looks like an All-Star. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you tell me he can't play?
But is Edey going to dominate, say, Bam Adebayo? Is he going to totally wreck Rudy
Gobert?
No,
Bam Adebayo is an All-Star.
Okay.
But can he be on the floor with Bam Adebayo and serve himself okay? Can you give me 16 minutes a night, 9.7 rebounds a block, a very serviceable rotational player?
I think that's reasonable.
For a bad team, maybe a starter occasionally.
I don't want to go into a bad team. You go to Charlotte, it's over. We'll see you in 10 years when you're playing in Turkey or Serbia or something.
Yes, Charlotte's having a rough run. NBA, NFL.
You think? It's like 2 decades?
Krzyzewski retired, Roy Williams out. Could be a long decade.
That used to be a hotbed for basketball. Remember Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning?
Yeah, yeah. So Bronny James, according to Sham Sharanya, is viewed as an NBA-caliber defender by teams, that are going through draft decisions. So this is what we said yesterday. If you're all worked up over this story, you're a LeBron hater. You're telling on yourself. The 2013 draft is probably the worst draft ever. Anthony Bennett was number one. You were taking like rotational players in the top 10. Best player was Giannis. Arguably second best player was Rudy Gobert. He was late first, and it took him years to develop. This is a bad draft, which is amazing to me because the NFL on an annual basis can you give you Brock Purdy as the last player picked in the seventh round. Half the NFL starters are undrafted. Guys like Antonio Gates, Kurt Warner, Tony Romo, undrafted, great football players. This year, there may be like two to three really good players, and that's it in two rounds. So I said yesterday, he's a smart kid. He's a hard worker. I made one phone call, and they said in this draft, you could take him at the 55th pick if you were the Lakers. He's going to get better because of his physical situation, the cardiac arrest. He's not the same player he was before that. Mick Cronin, UCLA basketball coach, recruited him, saw him a lot in high school, and talked about him yesterday.
You imagine growing up sitting watching basketball games and
talking
dad,
to your dad.
Your dad's LeBron James. But he's to you, he's your dad. The big advantage of if your parent was a good player because you've been taught the game. A lot of legacy players now. It's not taught. I mean, you know, in recruiting, like, I try to search for him. So it's a huge advantage when you can grow up around that. Because not only so LeBron, he talks to his dad. Who do you think his dad's friends are? Other good players. Right? I mean, look who they're, you know, look. So yeah. You're just... You're so far advanced, and you don't even know it, that by the time you're 13, how much basketball you really know.
Yeah, so I have no problem if the Lakers said, all right, we'll draft you 55th pick. It's about $1 million a year. We just signed LeBron to a $180 million contract. So we're paying $181 million for LeBron James and his son. I'm okay with it. Also, the Lakers need defenders, wing defenders, and shooters. And he's, you know, getting better as a shooter. So, listen, we may not have one single domestic star in this draft, which is crazy. I mean, that's crazy, but it tells you what's happening to our basketball culture in America. That's a different topic. But this is a bad draft. You can't tell me you're worked up over, you know, LeBron James' son getting drafted. I said this yesterday on the show. Every time you're on the freeway, you see a plumbing truck. Doesn't it say Johnson and Sons? Right? How'd you get into law school? Oh, you're... Your dad went there. He didn't really quite qualify. There were, yeah, okay. This is the way. If you started a business, I did 3 years ago. I started with people I knew. I'm okay with it. It's not like he can't play. It's not like you're asking him to be a lottery pick in a terrible draft. Can he go to the Lakers? Defender, can shoot. I don't know. Played college here. With that, we bring in Nick Wright. First things first, joining us live. Yeah, my take on the Bronny thing is the way the world works is everybody. I mean, this is the way college works. How many times has somebody asked me, can you get my daughter or son an internship at Fox? Like, that's the world. If Bronny gets drafted 55th, I'm okay with it. What do you make of it?
I mean, maybe you're okay with it, Colin, but I'm highly critical of those types of family connections, and I discussed that about 90 minutes ago on What's Right with Nick Wright, a podcast and YouTube show I host with my son that you can catch everywhere. I mean, give me a break. I mean, let's, like, this is anyone check the Patriots power structure? Because I'm pretty sure Robert Kraft's son, Jonathan Kraft, is in the process of hiring Elliot Wolf to be their full-time GM, son of Ron Wolf, and Elliot Wolf's right-hand man is the son of a longtime patron. Like, listen, we have been fine for years with nepotism in front offices, coaching, and ownership in sports. We see it all over the place in sports and in real-world businesses. And if yes, and here is where I would push back even further against the criticism, which is we have seen players not nearly LeBron James cachet be able to help out their siblings. The Knicks signed J.R. Smith's brother Chris to a contract as part of the recruitment of J.R. The entire Antetokounmpo bloodline has been getting NBA paychecks seemingly because of Giannis. And so I would totally understand if a team says, all right, what are the probabilities of a second round pick panning out, a late second round pick historically, less than 10%. So yeah, take a flyer on Bronny James, you know, if for no other reason than the name and the what it will do for our relationship with LeBron. What is to me the more interesting question is this one, Colin, and I do not think this is going to happen because I do think LeBron is going to stay with the Lakers. But if LeBron were actually open to leaving the Lakers this offseason, what pick would you trade straight up to have LeBron James on a reasonable contract? Would he be worth the 20th pick of the draft, a year 22, 40-year-old LeBron James? Would he be worth the 24th pick of the draft? If he is open to leaving, would a team, a contending team like, say, the Knicks or the Sixers, spend a first-round pick on Bronny because they're actually spending the pick on securing LeBron? I don't think that's going to happen, but that's an interesting thought exercise. But, of course, the Lakers spending the 55th pick on Bronny James shouldn't bother anybody unless they have an axe to grind with LeBron.
So I was saying this. I've been arguing with J-Mac. It's the weakest draft, they're saying, since the Anthony Bennett draft, maybe worse. There's no domestic stars in the top three or four. And I said, with Zach Edey, the entire NBA uses the same data and analytics. And then Minnesota said, yeah, we're gonna go with two centers. And they're the number one seed in the West. By the way, I saw this with David Robinson Duncan, the Twin Towers in Houston. They're like, you know what, we're going to switch it up and do something different. We see this in the NFL where maybe because they had to, Tennessee said, we're going to be a run team. And they ended up the number one seed in the AFC. So I am for contrarian thinkers. My take on Zach Edey is he got an NBA big in foul trouble all night, a big that had dominated players. He scored 37. He had no real help. One other guy scored 12. He had no real help. And he is a different player than a year ago when he was very good a year ago, but he seems stronger. 7'4", 300. And he's kind of ripped. He doesn't move great, but he moves well enough to be an NBA draft pick in a bad draft, doesn't he?
So I have evolved on Edey as well, because if a guy putting up a 40 and 10 in the Elite Eight doesn't make you move, then why play the games? If a guy going 37 and 10 in the championship game against the most dominant other 7-footer in college basketball doesn't at least make you adjust your eyes, then what will? I'm going to add another element here, Colin. And it's not that I think this guy can be a star. But if you'd asked me 3 months ago about Zach Edey, I'd have said he's Boban Marjanovic. I don't think that anymore. I think he is more than that because of what we saw him do. And the other element is this. He played every single minute last night.
Yep.
How much better will he look athletically if he's playing 18 or 20 minutes of a 48-minute game rather than 39 and a half minutes of a 40-minute game? Our mutual friend and regular Herd guest Kevin O'Connor threw out an interesting draft team for him, which was, I heard you and J-Mac talking about how he would do against Bam. What about him alongside Bam? What about the Miami Heat saying, we have Bam who can spread the floor offensively, Zach can stay closer to the basket on that side of the ball, and then Bam can rove defensively and handle some of those coverages that we think Zach couldn't deal with. I do think he's an NBA player, and I know that Klingon is considered the far better NBA prospect. I don't think that Klingon will be a better NBA player than Zach Edey. I don't think either will be stars, and I'm not even sure either is a long-term starter. But I do think Zach Edey's an NBA player, and I didn't think that at the beginning of this season.
I was saying, if they were movies, Kentucky basketball is Barbie, and UConn is Oppenheimer. A historic three-hour movie on the atomic bomb, and it swept through the awards. You'd say to yourself, who's going to sit through 3 hours? It's a history lesson. But that's what they are. It's a serious program for serious people. And I watched them last night, and I got to tell you, I don't know where they rank. They remind me a bit of the Villanova team, maybe deeper, that had Jalen Brunson, Eric Pascal, Mikhail Bridges. You're not, this is just too many good players. But I look at this program and I'm like, did they surpass Duke last night over the last 25 years as America's best college basketball program?
Well, over the last 25 years, they are, without a question, America's best college basketball program. They have six titles. I think they have as many, they have more titles in the last 25 years than Duke has in its history. The question is, are they now officially a, quote, blue blood, unquote? And if so, do we have to kick somebody out? Or is there, you know, a limitless supply? And no, I mean that because UCLA, Kentucky, North Carolina, Indiana, Duke, there's five. UConn's better than all of them over the last quarter century, and historically, really only Kentucky and UCLA have them far trumped, and you could argue North Carolina has them ticked, but what the, to win six titles with three different coaches, to now have a back-to-back championship run, Colin, where no one covered, no one came within a dozen points. Both of these things can be true. Against their current competition, it's one of the most dominant teams ever, and they are not one of the 20 best college basketball teams, this year's UConn team of all time, just because of the way the sport has changed. I smiled a bit when they mentioned at the broadcast that this is the first national championship game to have two starting seven-footers in 40 years. And the one 40 years ago was Ewing Olajuwon. And I was like, okay, yeah, the sport's a little different. Like, yeah, 40 years ago, we got Ewing Olajuwon going in the, for the national title. And this year, we have Edie Klingon. So the sport's changed, and UConn has, you know, dominated. And credit to Hurley, who, listen, Hurley's in the same, you know, bucket of coaches as I kind of mentally put in Nick Sirianni, where it irritates me. Like, why are you yelling at Edie? Why are you shoving your own player on the court? But unlike Sirianni, he has gotten it done in the biggest moments, the biggest spots, and he's unquestionably, right now, has earned the title as the best coach in the sport. I wish he would, you know, chill a little bit, ramp it down a touch, but I guess it's not his style.
So we were talking about this with Giannis. So be very, very careful. I got into this discussion with somebody about a month ago. I said, be very, very careful about wanting power. What you want is culpability to blame others. Because if you have all the power and things go sideways, you know, you take all the heat. And I said, power's overrated. I used to think it was everything. Now, I don't know. And I look at Giannis, and he has power. And so they moved off Budenholzer, who won a title, and then they moved off Adrian Griffin, and then they moved off Drew Holiday to make him happy with Dame, and now Doc Rivers isn't working, and I'm like, okay, but you're not close to Boston, you don't match up, you don't have their depth, you're just simply not as good, and in the West, you're a 500 team. Go look at them at 29 games against the West this year, they're like 15-14, they're a team. And so in the West, they'd be, I don't think they're as good as the Lakers. And I don't think they're as talented I don't think they're as good as Golden State. And I know they're not as good as the Lakers. They're not Denver, forget it, OKC. So my takeaway is, if they get bounced early, and now that Embiid is back, and if they played Milwaukee, I would take the Sixers and Embiid over Milwaukee. And what happens if Giannis and the Bucks get bounced early? Nick, I do not believe Giannis is going to go, yeah, I'm good with it, let's run it back. Where are they as a franchise?
All right, so a lot there. Now, we know from Giannis last year, there are no losses, there are just lessons, but that would be one hell of a lesson going out in round one in back-to-back years, once is the one seed and once is the two seed in your scenario. This is the one silver lining, because, spoiler alert, you know, this was my pick to win the championship, and I don't want to change those picks, but I don't have a lot of evidence to back that up over the last 2 months of the season. But if you're looking for silver linings to this swoon, is dropping to the three line is actually advantageous for them. Even though they've struggled with Indiana, you would much rather deal with either Cleveland that's falling apart or Indiana in round one than Philly, which I know they have a very tattered playoff history, Philly with Embiid. You do not want Philly in round one. It was how they have looked lately, and that's who they would get as the two seed. But to your bigger picture question, Giannis was on the precipice of us talking about him in all-time pantheon terms. And I'm not saying he's no longer, you know, that's no longer eligible for him, but You win back-to-back MVPs, a defensive player of the year. You follow that up with a finals MVP where you score 50 to win the title coming back from 2-0 down. And it's like, oh, my God, where are we headed from here? You then are up 3-2 on Boston and, you know, Tatum gets you in that game six and you lose it. You get blown out in game seven. You then lose as a 1-8 the next year. You add Dame. If you go out again before the conference finals, yeah, I think Giannis, despite signing the extension, will start to be looking around. And yeah, of course, a lot of that would have to fall on his broad shoulders. Like, you are individual players. You know how I feel about this. It is unfair to be like, well, why didn't you win the title? In the NBA, that's not how it works. It is not unfair to say, why didn't you get out of round one in consecutive seasons?
Right.
That is a fair question. And if people remember, Kobe Bryant, after Shaq left, they missed the playoffs. They then blow a 3-1 lead in round one. They then lose in round one. And what happened after that? Kobe's in a parking lot, caught on candid camera, talking bad about Andrew Bynum, goes on Stephen A's radio show and asks for a trade. They salvage it by bringing in Powell, and then obviously they go on a run. But all-time great players that feel like I should be winning more than I am, they very often then start looking around, even if we feel like they are locked into that team for life. So, yeah, this is a very precarious and important next few weeks for Milwaukee and Giannis.
I said yesterday, there's not many Caitlin Clarks. A lot of athletes ride the wave, even stars. She was the wave. You know, like Michael Jordan is, to me, he left the NBA, lost half its ratings. That's the biggest icon in any sport. I think Tiger Woods changed viewing habits. His golf ball made hundreds of millions of dollars for Nike. Not the clubs, the golf ball. Everything changed TV ratings. Then you get into, you know, obviously a Tony Hawk. You know, you get into these guys that drove video games.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that Sean White, Usain Bolt, there's a lot. Michael Phelps. Caitlin Clark, you can argue, is after Michael and Tiger. You could put in the three spot. I didn't yesterday, but I think there's an argument to be made. What do you make of her legacy?
Sure. Listen, she is in the room for the conversation of the greatest women's college basketball player ever. Now, prior to 4 years ago, if someone said, who's the greatest women's player ever, I would have always said Cheryl Miller.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that's just because that's what I was told. You know, I consider myself a basketball historian, but you can't really be an expert on women's college basketball of the 80s unless you watched it. Like, the archives aren't on YouTube. Even all of the box scores aren't available. So that's a tough one. Prior to Caitlin Clark, the best player I had seen as a kid was Shamiqua Holdsclaw, and as an adult was Diana Taurasi. I understand Breanna Stewart has the Breanna Stewart four seasons, four titles, three player of the year awards. That seems unimpeachable. You dig into it a little bit further. Breanna Stewart, the year after she left UConn, they were 36-0 headed into the Final Four and lost by 2 in overtime. The year after that, they were 36-0 headed to the Final Four and lost in overtime. So as great as she was, she had one of the greatest all-time collections of talent around her when UConn was really, really rolling. I don't think I've ever seen a female player better than Caitlin Clark. I know there's never been a more impactful one. And I do think that if you want to say she didn't win a title, she's ineligible for the GOAT conversation, that's fine. But I think you also have to ask yourself, hey, was there a single player on Iowa other than Caitlin Clark that would have gotten minutes for South Carolina?
Right.
The only thing standing between South Carolina and three straight national championships and an 82-game winning streak right now is that Caitlin beat them a year ago. And so I don't know if she is the GOAT. She's in the room of GOATs. What she is unquestionably is a transcendent player at the best time possible for the sport. That I don't know that the WNBA, Colin, in fact, I do know, it's not going to do the ratings the women's tournament did.
Yeah.
But I also know that I must not have been the only one that today looked on SeatGeek or StubHub or whomever, like, hey, When are the Indiana Fever coming to my city? And I found out by just looking at, for the New York Liberty, what ticket was five times more expensive than all the other ones. And it was the Indiana Fever game.
Yeah, right.
And you can check that out city by city. So I do think she's going to have a real impact on the WNBA, even if you don't see it for, you know, 19 million people watching the championship like
yeah,
we saw in college basketball.
It's a sport that's growing and growing, and then they got their icon. And, you know, you could say this, too. When David Stern took over the NBA, there were levels of popularity. Some say he saved it.
Yep.
It was Magic and Bird, and all of a sudden, oh, here comes Michael. And so I think women's basketball has absolutely, it's much better than 25 years ago. When Cheryl Miller left, the sport could not sustain ratings. I do think it'll sustain a big chunk of its ratings. I think there's a new world, and the new world is the quality of the product is pretty darn good. In a time of the year, there's not a lot of urgency.
There's not, and I'm going to say one other thing, and I'm, listen, my son who lives, second mention of my son on the Today Show, who lives in LA, he got to go watch her in person. I'm jealous of you guys. The young lady at USC, Juju, who lost in the Elite Eight to Paige and UConn, she has real star quality as well. And while she's not the range shooter that Caitlin is, she is almost a more, not almost, she is a more dazzling ball handler.
Yes.
The comp I would have for her is almost a female Kyrie Irving stylistically. And I think she can ride that wave that you're talking about where we actually care and are watching women's basketball in numbers we haven't before. And she will draw eyeballs.
Yeah.
She will, to me, is a more exciting draw than anything on the men's side of things next year.
Yep.
And we could see her for the next few years at USC, which is great.
Yeah. Duke's going to have a really good player. Names escape me. Is it Connor? Cooper Flagg. Is that it? Cooper Flagg. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the freshman. Yeah. He's going to be great.
Yeah. So both men's and women's are going to have, you know, an ascending star, and that's good for the sport. Nick Wright, buddy, as good as always to see you, and we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right, Nick Wright. Springtime, the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. 20% off your system if you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. SimplySafeColin.com. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's the Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
So when you were gone using the bathroom, we were talking about this as a staff, J-Mac. The difference between a regular season game and a playoff game in any sport is usually that if you lose a playoff game, your season is over. And if you win, you go somewhere else. In the regular season, you just lose a game. So the NBA regular season closes Sunday night. The play-ins start Tuesday, and those to me are the playoffs. So in the NCAA tournament, you know those last couple of games, the play-in? Well, that's the start of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So they view them as tournament games.
Right.
So to me, the play-in games, if you lose, you could be, your season's over. That's never the case in the regular season NBA game. If you win, you can advance. So anytime you play somebody and the loser's done and the winner advances, that's a playoff. So that's why I consider, like, Tuesday, the NBA playoffs start. The tournament doesn't start. March Madness starts with those play-in games.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The tournament.
So I guess my pushback would be, so let's say you're a coach of a team that made the play-in 2 years in a row. Okay? You go to management looking for a new contract. Hey, I just made the playoffs 2 years in a row. You didn't make the playoffs, dude. You made the play-in. You didn't make the playoffs. So that's where it becomes tricky. Coaches can now lobby.
Well, coaches,
hey, give me an extension. I made the playoffs.
Well, NBA coaches get fired after taking their teams to the finals. I mean, Budenholzer won a title. An hour later, he's out of work.
Okay, fair enough.
Nobody's arguing. It's that argument is, well, I could argue, if you're in the play-in game back-to-back years and the owners think you're more talented than that, you're getting fired regardless. But you, starting Tuesday, you could, your season could be over if you lose, or you advance potentially if you win a couple of them. So to me, I just know how I feel when I watch the play-in games.
There is a gravity to the game that is like, holy cow, this means a lot.
This means a
really
lot.
Into it, yeah.
Oh my God, LeBron's season could be over. I never feel that in the regular season. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, so Chicago Bears, your new favorite team in the league, right? We're Jets-Bears show from now on. Bears have the first and ninth picks in this month's draft. We know they're going Caleb Williams at one. But recently, the Bears brought in Marvin Harrison Jr. on a pre-draft visit, which led to speculation they could try to do what the Texans did last year and trade up to get a second pick in the top five. I had not considered this at all. That's really scary to think that the Bears could be like, let's go get Marvin Harrison, Caleb Williams. We got DJ Moore. Any shot they get Harrison Jr. here? Like,
no. No way.
I mean, I like Roma Dunze. I don't know if he'll be there at nine.
Harrison's better than Roma Dunze.
Certainly. So would you trade up to get him?
I don't like trading up for anybody except a quarterback, but he's not going to be available to the Bears. And the Bears are going to go with a defensive player probably because their coach is going to say, give me a break. Keenan Allen.
Coach might not be there in a year. I don't know that he's going to have that much clout.
Well, coaches still make more than GMs, and they do have a little power. I think Matt Eberflus is going to bang on the table. And I also think they need help on the defensive side. They have a great corner in Montez Sweat. They need another edge.
Okay, so if you're the owner of the Bears, you say, okay, the coach wants this guy ninth, the defender.
Well, the owners of the Bears are older and clueless. Not as connected.
He might be we don't even know if Eberflus is going to be there in October. If they start 0-4, right? Probably toast. Why are we letting him have the ninth pick or have any sway over it? We got to do what's best for our philosophy as a Bears franchise.
Well, what is their philosophy?
We need to get offensive. We have never had a franchise quarterback.
So they have both tackles, two tight ends, two receivers, a good back. What's not offensive about
another receiver?
I think their receiving core's fine. DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, way better than average.
Wait a minute.
We'll go with Buffalo's bringing to the table.
Keenan Allen, is he ever fully healthy?
He had like 100-some catches last year, didn't he?
He's worn down. There's a reason the Chargers moved off him, and it ain't just financial.
He's going to get to that warm Chicago weather and be reborn.
Oh, yeah, warm Chicago. What is it, 32 degrees there today? I don't know. If they get Marvin Harrison Jr., I will officially... Do I have a Vegas trip planned? I don't think I do. I'll be going there and putting Bears, Bears win the division. Bears.
Isn't there... What is the Bears over-under? I think it's like 8. I mean, Vegas DraftKings is a believer in
seven,
the Bears.
It won't be.
I think
seven
it's 7.5 to 8.
Seven
like the Bears are—they're telling you Justin Fields won 10 games in 3 years. DraftKings in Vegas is telling you this kid's better than the last kid. They're telling you that
probably
right out
the
front.
The division's better. Lions are legit.
And that's what's telling you. The division's better, and we still think this kid will win almost as many games as Justin Fields did in 3 years. That tells you the gap between Fields and Caleb, because the division is better.
That's significant. All right, let's get to the New York Jets. Colin, I was trying to tease it in the first hour, but this defense is no joke at this point. They've added Hassan Reddick and Javon Kinlaw, former Niners defensive tackle.
Oh, Kinlaw.
New York now has a league-high 8 former first-round picks on the defensive side of the football. 8.
Hmm.
They finished third in total yards allowed last season. They were an elite defense.
Does Kinlaw play like a first-round pick?
Does he have to when he's next to Quinton Williams, Hassan Reddick, and company? Remember, they got the young kid, McDonald, from Iowa State last year. Look at the list of dudes they've got. So that's why they can lose Huff and be like, oh, we've still got McDonald. Oh, yeah. Jermaine Johnson.
C.J. Mosley, when he's healthy. Kinlaw's been a bit of a bust. Sauce Gardner's okay.
Sauce Gardner's okay. Look at that. Coward.
I do like Quinton Williams and Sauce. Jermaine Johnson's got a lot of talent, too.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's...
I think he blocked a couple
times. I'm not worried about this, but you do realize nobody can stop anybody. When it gets down to it, you got to have to move the chains. That's going to be the key.
I don't know. I think the Jets... Didn't they almost beat the Chiefs last year? They beat the Eagles.
Oh, they almost did. Almost.
I can't believe you're not on board. This...
I got a 40-year-old quarterback who's prickly, bad O-line, off an Achilles surgery, and a defensive coach on the hot seat.
And the Bills lost like five starters on defense and their best receiver.
And they've got Josh Allen.
And the Dolphins had lost like five starters on defense, I think two on the offensive line. I'm just telling you, Jets are winning the division.
God. It's just too early for this. Can't you hold this off until like August 28th or
Fair
something?
Fair enough. August 28th. I think that's officially a vacation. Final story. How about this one? Klay Thompson. Big game tonight for the Warriors against the Lakers. So I can't tell where this is coming from, but according to Tim Kawakami, a reputable journalist, one of the worst kept secrets in the NBA is that the Orlando Magic want Klay Thompson, and they might offer him a ton of money this summer. Orlando has young talent, don't really have the shooters. Orlando, shockingly, is like third in the East right now. I didn't even realize that.
Well, it tells you a lot about the East, but they've had a lot of good draft picks, and they've hit on a couple.
They have, and it looks like they're going to be able to come off like $30 million in salary with a couple dudes they could move on from and free up cash for Klay. Now, we know California taxes are abysmal. Klay goes to Florida. We know the tax situation there. And, by the way, Klay kind of closing out here strong. Mm-hmm. 20 points per game.
Yep.
Really good shooting splits over the last month. 46, 40, 95. Colin, is Orlando in play, or is this Klay's camp saying, go to Orlando?
Klay Thompson's value in the East with this team could be substantial. Kirk Cousins' value in the NFC South with Atlanta is substantial. Kirk Cousins' value in the AFC West against Herbert, Mahomes, Harbaugh, Andy Reid would not be as substantial. So I do think there's probably something to this. They're a young team. They need shooters. The East is weaker.
And the kid Pods is basically his replacement?
Yeah. Nice player.
Breaking up the Splash Brothers, man. What a run they had.
You got to break up everything. Trees don't grow to the sky.
Nothing lasts forever.
All right. Then move on.
It's a little sad. You feel a little bit sad if Klay leaves the Warriors. I mean, that was historic stuff, what they did. That
I don't
was like
feel
Magic
sad.
And Byron Scott in the Lakers' backcourt.
Orlando's a fine town. I don't feel sad for anybody getting $150 million living in a state with no state tax at Disneyland or Disney World.
You're just all about the Benjamins, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
The love.
I'm going to tell you something. If that's your landing, if that's the golden parachute, the executive, I'm not going to. There's people to feel sorry for in America.
I'm not sorry for Klay. I'm sorry for the end of something beautiful.
Well, it's
and
not
Steph
that beautiful.
Curry and Klay Thompson was spectacular basketball.
Not that beautiful anymore. It needs a little makeup.
Do you have a heart, or is it?
I have a heart, but it's not as beautiful. There's a reason the Warriors would let it happen. You're running this like it's. Don't you have like some share in a soccer team or something?
I have a
Are you
going to
fall in love with players? Are you going to fall in love with them?
That's a different story. I'm talking about my love for the Golden State Warriors versus.
No, I've loved
wallet.
Them too. I'm pro Dubs all the way. I think they're. I mean, I talk about them more than any franchise, even more than the Lakers. I would say, or it's close.
So the night before, Fox hired me in 2016. The night before I moved out here,
yeah.
He dropped 40, 50, whatever the number was in game six against OKC. And I remember watching it. I refused to cancel cable until the last second. Had the moving boxes and the TV propped up and just watching Klay go off. That was one of the great games.
Who was that against? OKC?
OKC. It was game six in OKC.
Yeah, I remember that.
One of the great NBA games this century.
Yeah.
Klay just went off. It was, I still remember it. I have a soft spot for, I guess I'm a historian, like Nick said. Nick said he's a historian.
You guys are a couple historians. Mm-hmm. Well, there's got to be an accountant in the room that takes care of business. I stand on business. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
His dad's
news.
Nice. Michael Thompson's a big deal in L.A. He's a Laker voice. Very nice guy. I like Klay Thompson, but everything has trees don't grow to the sky. Things eventually move on.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Saturday on Fox, the United Football League kicks off the Week 3 action with a battle between the Memphis Showboats and the Birmingham Stallions. It all begins at 7 Eastern on Fox. Spring just got stronger.
So Draymond Green is a podcast on The Volume, and he's very good at that, and he's raw and authentic, and he was interviewing for the first time Klay Thompson. So he's had Steph on before, he's had Steve Kerr on before, he's had big stars all over the league. Klay Thompson's a pretty reluctant guy, pretty reticent, doesn't like a lot of publicity, very chill, really nice kid, good fam. So Draymond brings him on, and Draymond goes a little, he doesn't ask him a question that's prepared. You know, Draymond's a very coachable, prepared podcaster. But with Klay, he goes off script and asks him this question.
I want to ask you this question, and I want to ask it because I'm afraid of the answer. When I get ejected or something of that nature or suspended, what do you feel? How do you feel?
You know what, Dre, you're kind of a throwback player. When you're not out there, it's like a piece of us is gone. And me and Steph are really nice guys, like probably too nice, you know, and we could never be ourselves and have the freedom we do on the court without you.
Yeah. So, I've said before is, Draymond's much more of an offensive player than people understand because he's such a catalyst. The screen setting, the passing, the ball handling, he's very valuable. But there, I always felt the Splash Brothers got the notoriety, but it was Steph and Draymond that were sort of the soul of the team. And then Klay Thompson was this sharpshooter who every once in a while would just take over a half, and it was the most brilliant thing you've ever seen. It's very much Jerry West and Gale Goodrich. West was the star player. Gale Goodrich was a sharpshooter who, in moments, when I was a kid growing up, number 25, would take over games, take over halves. West was the great player. But, Draymond Green, it gets a lot of pushback. But I will say this, is that he is willing not only to do the tough stuff. I always sort of said he was the bouncer at a bar where a lot of guys are wearing skinny jeans. Everybody needs a tough guy. You need it in hockey. You need it in the NBA. Ben Wallace for the Pistons was a little bit of this, an intimidator. The Knicks had intimidators, and they were romanticized. And Bill Laimbeer was an intimidator, and he's been romanticized. Draymond Green is the same thing. That he is really, really offensively valuable and sometimes crosses a line. I do think it's very difficult to be the bouncer at a club because, like, you are in these high, high intensity physical battles and the line is really close between intimidating and inappropriate. But, J-Mac, what did you make of that? Did you sense Draymond had a little guilt with that answer?
I was just looking. It's interesting. We just talked about Klay Thompson possibly going to the Orlando Magic. Now we're hearing Klay Thompson doing a podcast with Draymond Green. What's going on with the Warriors, Colin? Is this like a... Is Draymond, why did he have him on now to talk about this before the playoffs? Big game against the Lakers coming. I'm always suspect of the timing. What's really the agenda here for Draymond Green?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You know the guy.
Well, I think he had Steve Kerr and Steph on. I just think he wanted Klay, and Klay finally gave him a thumbs up. I don't think there's a motive. You think there's a motive?
He's had a lot of opportunities to have Klay Thompson on his podcast.
Klay is a.
This could be the last dance for the Warriors.
So you're thinking.
I think last dance for Draymond in Golden State, but you seem to think he's locked in.
I think Kerr loves him. I think Kerr. I mean, never forget that Jordan Poole video. They weren't mad at Draymond. They were mad it got out.
What about all the technicals and ejections this year? Are they mad with that?
Rasheed Wallace got a lot of them. I covered him. I mean, by the way, it's the reality is Michael Jordan punched a teammate. I mean, it's funny.
Michael Jordan is winning titles.
Well, Draymond Green's got titles. Four.
He has four. He was on a team. He was integral, but not anymore, is he?
You lost that argument.
I mean, come on. Is he integral anymore? They're 10th in the West, partially because he keeps getting suspended.
Isn't. He is. When he plays, they win. When he doesn't, their record's egregious. It's bad. Never forget, Steve Kerr was upset. The video leaked. Not necessarily. The team wasn't outraged at the punch.
We should do what he did. I'll be Klay, you be Draymond, and ask, J-Mac, what do you think about mean to your Jets? Colin.
When I'm mean to your Jets, it's impossible not
One
to be.
One team I really root for, and you just take craps on him every chance you get.
That sounds like a you problem.
Oh,
that's hey, Logan problem. Ryan with breaking news today. Hanging him up joins us next.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.